Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Saturday morning. Downtown rebounds with 21 new businesses in post-COVID era, counting 21 new businesses in the city's downtown core since the province ramped up COVID era reopening efforts in early 2021. It appears to be on a clear road to recovery. So described Downtown Sudbury Business Improvement Area Managing Director Kyle Marcus, who said downtown streets are a far cry from the vacant landscape of 2020, when the province's pandemic response was at its peak. It was depressing to see the empty streets, he said, declaring that people have since returned. The 21 new businesses, minus three closures, yields a net business gain of 19, Marcus said, adding the newcomers are helping change the downtown business landscape. An additional three businesses expanded in the past year. I think what we're doing is growing our identity more, we're growing culturally more, he said, citing as evidence a number of ethnic restaurants alongside cultural spaces, such as Place des Arts and the Refettorio Outdoor Theater under construction and expected to open this year. Read the full story here. Used needle found among unpacked single syringes. Says Raziawan uncapped needle was found in a container of unused needles that had been removed from their packages, at Rizzo Access Network Executive Director, Heidi Eisenhower, told Sudbury.com. This is not standard practice, she said, and the incident is now under investigation to make sure it does not happen again. Approximately 40 people have been affected by an infection prevention and control, IPAC, lapse, said the Rizzo Access Network on January 26 release. An infection prevention and control, IPAC, lapse occurs when there is deviation from IPAC best practices resulting in possible infectious disease. Rizzo Access Network distributes harm reduction supplies to people who use drugs. The issue occurred at the agency's Larch Street location. Beginning in July, staff members had noticed an uptick in people asking for single needles. They began opening packages of multiple needles, which are not individually wrapped, but wrapped and sterilized as a whole. Read the full story here. Regulatory duplication slowing ring of fire progress. CEO says Federal Natural Resources Minister Jonathan Wilkinson wants to avoid government duplication with the provinces and regulations and permitting in order to bring new critical mineral mines into production quicker. So does Ring of Fire Metals CEO Steve Flewelling. But when it comes to proposed mine development in the James Bay region, Wilkinson insisted last month that no shortcuts will be taken in safeguarding the environment, protecting fragile peatlands, and in respecting the rights of indigenous people and communities near any proposed mine site. Given the glacial pace and indifference by Queen's Park over the years in preparing for far north development, Wilkinson's remarks don't inspire much hope that the stalled mine projects will move any faster than when nickel and chromite were first discovered in 2007-08. Is there a balance to be struck? Flewelling thinks so. Read the full story here. Vail, USW raise $571,000 for United Way in 40th annual campaign. One of Sudbury's largest employers together with one of the largest unions in the city has again made a massive contribution to the success of the United Way Centrade of Northeast Ontario. The United Steelworkers Local 6500 and Vail Canada celebrated on Thursday the 40th anniversary of their annual fundraising partnership for the United Way. It was revealed that the annual joint contribution for 2022 amounted to $571,503. Since 1982, Vail and the USW's joint fundraising effort has been the largest contributor to the United Way Centrade Northeast Ontario, with more than $20 million raised in 40 years, said a joint news release. At a lunch gathering at the USW Hall, United Way officials thanked individual fundraising representatives from different Vail mines, mills and departments located across Greater Sudbury. Dozens of employees attended the lunch event, but it wasn't a full roster owing to the fact that many of the company employees who canvass for United Way each year were on shift work and not able to attend. Campaign co-chair Tina Vincent outlined how various company departments carried out fundraising initiatives with such things as barbecue events, dress-down days and 50-50 lottery draws. Read the full story here. Greater Sudbury's stable rental rates buck national trend. Average market rental rates remained statistically unchanged in Greater Sudbury last year, which was a significant departure from the 8.4% increase recorded in 2021. This, following Greater Sudbury's average two-bedroom market rental rate, which at $1,254 in 2022 was down slightly from the $1,286 recorded the previous year. Nationally, the average two-bedroom market rental rate was $1,258 in 2022, up 5.6%. In the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation's latest rental market report released on Thursday, the change recorded in Greater Sudbury is considered not statistically significant. Local vacancy rates were 2.3% in 2022, which is up from the 1.8% recorded in 2021. Read the full story here. Two markers from Newton led Cubs to victory over the Eagles. Two goals from Nolan Newton led the Greater Sudbury Cubs to a win over the Sioux Eagles on January 26. The 5-3 win extends the team's comfortable lead in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. With a record of 3-4-6-2-0, the Cubs have 70 points on the season so far, putting them 5 points ahead of their closest rival, the Timmins Rock, and 7 points ahead of the Hearst Lumberjacks. The loss drops the Eagles' record below .500 overall, falling to 1-7-1-8-3-1, which puts them 8th in the NOJHL. Today, the Cubs travel to the Sioux, this time to take on the Thunderbirds at the John Rhodes Community Center. Read the full story here. Wintry weekend with flurries in the forecast. Expect cloudy skies this morning and a high of -8. There is a 40% chance of flurries early in the morning. The wind will be northwesterly at 20 km per hour, gusting to 40, before becoming light in the afternoon. Expect a morning wind chill of -18 that will lighten to -11 for the afternoon. The UV index today is 1, or low. Tonight, cloudy periods are in the forecast with a 40% chance of more flurries and a low of -19. For Sunday, expect a mix of sun and cloud and a high of -11. For Sunday night, the forecast calls for cloudy periods with a 30% chance of flurries and an overnight low of -18.